Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
What is your next door beef, your drama? Live the Web Girl's got a story, and we want to hear if you've had anything similar with this. And it involves, it's the app next door, right, where you can communicate with your neighbors?
Yes. So it's like you can like let someone know, you know, if trash day missed or I don't know. I barely get on it, but I got on it this morning and there's a fight going on because a woman got like something stolen out of her car.
Oh, that happened around my neighborhood too. People leave their doors unlocked like idiots.
Yeah, so she left her door unlocked and she got this like sentimental gift that was like a card holder, but she like is like a pet sitter. So it had like little dogs and cats on it. I don't know, it was very sentimental to her. So Boomer One is talking about how, you know, someone like stole something from her car. And just like be careful, whatever, and letting people know what it looks like just in case anyone finds it. And then someone said, I'm sorry, losing sentimental items is the worst, but obviously you don't leave valuable things in your car. That really upset Boomers 3 and 4.
Uh-oh.
Because they responded and was like, what's upsetting is that people are stealing things, blah, 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 blah. Boomer 5 comes in out of nowhere, says, you shouldn't leave your car unlocked. Like, this is what happens when you leave your door unlocked. People are so upset when they get things stolen. But you're not locking your car. Whose fault is that? Oh, Boomers 10 through 20 are just floored because they're like, it doesn't matter. You should be able to leave your door unlocked and trust that nothing's not like something's not going to get stolen. She's just trying to find this thing now. And then people are going back and forth like, you should have your car locked. You shouldn't leave valuables in there. It's her fault. Like, she's an adult. All of this thing. They're livid. They're going back and forth. There's like a 30 message thread.
I love hearing other people's drama. And this, yeah, I actually got off next door. My wife's on it because it is nice to know what's happening in the area. If people see something, it's kind of like, hey, I saw some suspicious stuff happen. Or we had one of our neighbors, they left their car unlocked and somebody took something out. They just opened the door like a quick, easy break-in. But the drama you can hear, the neighborhood beef, that's what we're looking for at 833-563-2539.
Yeah, like give us your tea in your hood.
If I knew that this was all going down, I would have gotten on this app way quicker and sooner. I had no idea.
I need to download it ASAP. I don't have it. I want to know what's going on.
Oh, my gosh.
There was the mean streets of Carmel.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to get a ton of drama there.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Neighborhood beefs, neighborhood problems. We're talking about the actual app Neighborhood. Liv just told us about a bunch of boomers on there that were going back and forth because somebody said, oh man, somebody broke into my car. I left it unlocked. Like, well, I shouldn't have left it unlocked. It wouldn't have happened. I went back and forth, back and forth. And the drama you can find on this this Neighborhood app is incredible. Let's go to Sarah this morning. We're looking for some of these stories. Sarah, what do you want to say?
I just wanted to say my man is a police officer, and they tell people to leave their cars unlocked because if someone's going to break in and like rummage around, that's easier than them breaking a window. So then your car's not being damaged if someone's going to try and break in.
That is the, no offense, I love law enforcement. Your husband sounds great. That is that to me is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Leave your car unlocked?
Wait, you guys. Boomer number 7 said that exact thing.
No
way.
She's
like, well, actually, the police told me to keep it unlocked so it doesn't break a window because that item that got stolen is cheaper than it would be to replace a broken window.
When Chops, someone broke into your car. Did they break windows? How'd they get in?
So I got kind of lucky. Well, my car's been broken into twice.
Right.
Once when I lived in New York City a couple years ago. And it was so nice. They like chiseled away the door handle and that's how they broke in. And so I could like pop the door handle back over it and you don't realize. But most recently, a month ago, my car got broken into again here, and I think the person noticed that the door handle was already a little funky, so they just boop, popped the door handle off.
What do I feel like
car.
With Pork Chops?
So dainty.
With Pork Chops, Carl, they do is they go up, they kick like the front tire, the door
opens
up. Just so busted.
No, but I don't think you should leave it unlocked though, because then the insurance company, when you go to get your item replaced, they're going to be like, oh, you left your car unlocked? We're not replacing it.
Yeah, then you lie.
Yeah, you don't tell
them
that.
Well, then they're going to want to see the damage. The insurance company's going to be like, how'd they break in?
Going on to what these boomers were saying, here's my thought, and I kind of wonder what you guys feel about it. Of course, criminals should not break in, but criminals don't care. They don't follow laws regardless of what the law is. Criminals break the law, and they don't follow it. But I don't think you should ever leave something in your car. Obviously, we forget things, of course, but purposely, if you leave a purse or your laptop or anything, you're asking for it to get stolen. Because you know those people are going to do it. I'm not saying it's your fault, but I argue with my wife, Lindsay, all the time. She'll put her purse, which has tens of singles, I'm sure, in it or something, and it's sitting there in the back seat. I'm like, babe, we're talking about breaking a window. I don't want to deal with an insurance claim because some knucklehead's going to break in there and take it. So I tell her just to put it in the trunk.
Yeah, I think the guy that broke into my car, though, must have been so disappointed because there was a backpack in the back seat. So he stole, it could have been a she. They stole that, and all that was in it was a bunch of disc golfs. So
he's like, sucker.
Comes back later, puts like $20 in it, like, you need this more than I do.
Oh, please.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.